Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Michael Feldman.
What was that last tune called? Because it's going through my head now.
Cheesecake.
Yeah. But what are the words to it?
I want to eat a cheesecake because I really like it.
Okay, so. Yeah, no words to it. Like, it's going through my head, and usually I have words to go with it. You know, something goes through your head. Very nice tune, though. Michael, what is your definition of commitment? Boy, it's been a while since a woman has asked me that question. Liz from rural Barneveld, Wisconsin, landscape gardener. Where are you? Is this an issue? Is this an issue for you now, right now? Yeah? Well, come on, a second. Let's talk through it. Come on. Come on. No, come on. What? He needs to talk about it?
Well, I guess we have different definitions of commitment.
Well, commitment means to commit, as far as I know. Literally, it means to commit, to make a commitment. How do you say commitment? Define it without using the word commit. To
promise.
Jump in. Right? Something like that? To
all in.
Affirm that you are going to do all in. Yeah.
Down with.
That would be my definition. Why do you ask?
Oh, the body language is amazing.
Have you had this discussion? Shouldn't you be having this discussion?
It's her question. So I think she should.
Problem with the word, huh?
I think she should commit to answering her own question.
I don't really want to get involved in this. I mean,
good choice. Can we give them some
just
wine
leave
or something?
That's where it is there. I don't think I can do any good or something like that. Epidemiologist, how about that? There's something I know something about. Dana Dalton, epidemiologist. Well, that sounds like a show, doesn't it? This fall on Fox, Dana Dalton, epidemiologist. At large. Okay, here you go. I'm coming down here to see you. Look, you got the flamingos already, your lawn flamingo, your badger flamingo. Aren't those cool?
Varying sizes.
Great in Sparta, man, on the lawn there. Can I get you to stand up here, Dana Dalton? Epidemiologist.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dana Dalton, epidemiologist. You know, I think our epidemiologists don't get enough credit.
They really don't.
Yeah. So I'd like to give you some credit. I'd like to give you a lot of credit.
Great. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's great. It's a tough job.
It is. Can I get more pay, too?
Yes, more pay. More pay for Dana Dalton, ladies and gentlemen. What do you actually do as an epidemiologist?
I do medical research. We look at sensory changes with aging, sensory and brain changes, and we actually look at tongues.
You do?
For sense of taste, yeah.
That changes, you lose your sense of taste, or you get it?
You typically kind of lose it.
Yeah.
It diminishes through time, but when we were talking about tongues earlier, it was kind of fun.
Yeah.
So,
you get
yeah.
a tongue print from everybody? And
pictures. We take pictures, we dye their tongues blue and take a picture of it.
I'm looking forward to this. I could help you out in a lot of this research, I think. Just study, you know, study me. You listen to all my tapes for the past 20 years or so, and should make it all clear.
Perfectly.
And where do you do this, by the way?
I'm at the university, UW.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. University of Wisconsin.
And what are you doing this weekend? Just kicking back, having some fun? Are you out?
Having fun. Yeah. Little girl time. Yep.
Girl time?
Mm-hmm.
What do you like typically do on girl time?
We walk our dogs. We go to lunch. Yeah. Come
it?
Listen to you. Yeah.
Oh, boy, that's pretty sad. You got to get some down and dirty girl time.
That comes later.
Yeah.
That's when the Patron comes out.
Oh, all right. Now we're talking. Now we're talking. Something I can understand. Now, what is your question here, Dana? If I can help with this, I'd be surprised.
My 18-year-old, he doesn't want to go away to school.
Yeah.
I want him to.
You want him to go to school or you want him to go away to school?
Both. Both.
Well, what is he interested in?
Auto mechanics.
Well, there must be places far, far away that do auto mechanics.
Yeah, there are, but then he can't live at home.
Yeah.
I know, that's what I want, but he wants to live at home.
It's important for him to get out on his own.
Very important.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because he's driving me nuts, and he's got to go.
Yeah. He's driving you nuts. What a wonderful parental example you are. He's driving me nuts, and he's got to go. Was 18 the cutoff for you?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, from 16 to 18, they really become really hard.
Yeah. Well, that's nature's way of wanting you get out of the house, you know, and so it works for everybody that way because you really don't feel so bad when they actually leave, you know.
If they actually leave, ever.
Actually, this is getting a little serious here now. Well, okay. I don't know. He's probably going to stay then, since he can't really make a good argument otherwise. Maybe if you gave him a car, he could drive away at least.
He's got a car. Yeah. Okay. He's not making his car payments, but he's got a car.
Yeah. Is he the only child?
No, he's got a brother. Yeah. His brother's still cute, so he can stay.
Correct. You should do a book on parenting. That's I love it. I love it. Tough love. A little tough love here. How old is the brother?
He's going to be 16, so we're going into that stage where he's going to drive me crazy soon.
If you had both of them there, that would be too much.
That'd be too much, yeah.
So, Dana, I wish you luck.
Thank you.
I got nothing to add. And I wish him luck, too, actually, come to think of it. We got the people from Carefree Arizona here, and if you're wondering, you know, if you're thinking about retirement, is that a good place to retire? Sounds like it. It's Carefree, and it's in Arizona. So let's, you know, let's go down there. There he is in this row down here. Excuse me, I have to step on at least one of you passing here. It's just what I do for a living. Step on people in small audiences. Smallest country in the world. We don't care about that too much, do we?
I was curious what you thought it was.
Andorra or one of those? The Vatican.
That's what I thought it was.
Yeah. We don't know for sure, though,
We don't know for sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't authenticate anything.
Is the Vatican actually considered a country?
I think so.
Is it? I think so. Okay. See, it raises more questions than it answers, though. Jim?
Right.
I'm sorry?
The Vatican is more like a theme park.
You know, they should have rides in there. Wouldn't that be so cool? Like a Sistine roller coaster? That would be really cool. You go up there and you see all that stuff and you go down. Oh, that would be fantastic.
Good idea.
An excellent idea. You're retired out there, right, in Carefree?
Correct.
And Carefree is somewhere near Phoenix?
It's north of Scottsdale, if you know the area.
Yeah, I've been there once. And what's it next to?
Cave Creek.
Did you think about retiring to Cave Creek instead of Carefree?
It sounded a little too far out for me.
Far out spiritually or?
No, location.
Philosophically?
Location.
Far out.
I think a little.
Geographically, yeah. And is this like one of those towns they built for people of a certain age?
No, it's just it was organized by a couple people, and they had a big cocktail party and came up with the name of the town and the name of the streets. You got Easy Street.
So they got drunk and they built a town? That's probably a bad idea. It's like Dodge City. That's how Dodge City started.
Find your way around.
The streets tend to meander, not connect, right?
Meander is one of the streets.
Meander? Oh,
yeah, it is.
I should be living in Carefree.
Seriously, it is. Yeah. One.
That's really, no, I didn't know. That's really fantastic. So did you go through a lot of strange named little towns before you retired to a place?
No, that one just stuck with me. It was when you know when something's right.
Yeah. But I mean, did you look at Sun City and all those?
No, that's for old people.
That's for old people. I know. A Carefree, do you get a brochure or something and say, this looks like heaven?
No. It's kind of hellish looking, actually.
Well, I mean, they also have great golf courses and stuff.
They have that sort of thing.
Do you have to play golf in Carefree?
No, I don't play golf.
Well, what do you do there, then, in Carefree, Arizona?
Oh, I just go visit Cave Creek now and then.
What do you do down there, man?
Well, they got some great cowboy bars. Buffalo chip.
Wait a minute. So why didn't you move there then if you wanted to be with the cowboy bars instead of this drunken city where the streets don't intersect?
It's an entertainment center. No,
there's something going on here. He's not letting us know. And I'm not sure what it is. And I don't really care to know, but that's fine.
That's good.
That's cool. And so you're very happy down there?
I'm very happy.
Yeah,
like it very much. Yeah. From Minnesota originally.
You're at what part of Minnesota?
Twin Cities.
Okay. So would you recommend this over living in Minnesota?
Well, after 60-some years, I think it's time to move on.
You've earned it.
You bet.
All right. And what brings you back up here?
Visiting my daughter and her husband.
Hi. My daughter and husband. Are they in Madison here?
In Madison. Yeah, okay. No, great spot. Madison's a beautiful city.
Yeah, it's no Carefree, Arizona.
No, it's no Carefree, Arizona.
All right. Thanks, Jim. I just wanted to get the lowdown on you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
Kaiser from Carefree, Arizona. Sounds good, doesn't it?
It does. It's beautiful.
You've been to Carefree?
Yeah, in Cave Creek, too.
What are the odds on that? And you're in the same row? You don't know him?
I don't know him. My daughter...
Did you see him in the cowboy bars down there?
No, I did not.
Riding the mechanical thing?
I missed that. I'm sorry.
Yeah. They have a mechanical thing?
No, they have real bulls. They got 3-shoot bull ring right on back of the bar. Real bull.
Not fake one.
You can ride a real bull at this bar?
Ride them, but you can sit and watch them for nothing, and they got cowboys.
Why would you want to drink and watch a bull, no matter what, unless they're mating or something?
Drink and throw the bull?
Never drink and throw the bull. Okay. That was a setup, isn't it? Unbelievable. Now, how did you happen to be there?
My daughter lives out there, and my sister, and my mother did.
It must be like a million people in Carefree.
The place to be. The place to move to.
I thought it was like a few thousand people, but there's millions of people living there.
Millions.
And like New Delhi. It's like the New Delhi of Arizona. There's probably 10 million people in Carefree, based on what you're saying.
Yes, plenty of people out there. They love it. Yeah. And you've been there. You know what it's like.
I haven't been to Carefree, though.
Well, you could. You were close.
I was close, but I didn't know it. I was close to Carefree. That's as close as I'll ever get to Carefree, believe me.
Put it on your bucket list.
Yeah. Yes. Do you have a bucket list?
No.
No. You don't have a bucket list.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you do?
This is on my list. Well, this? Yeah. This was? Yep. This is on my list. Oh, was on my list.
I said it. This was on your list?
Yes.
It's a lousy list, isn't it?
You got that right.
Can't you make a better list? It's just a list. It doesn't have to be anything on it, you know, really.
Well, I'm working on it.
What's number one on your list?
Noon.
All right, I'll leave. Oh, yes, okay. I was just getting into this whole Carefree notion. I got to think about these retirement towns now, you know. I was thinking of maybe Manitowoc sounded nice. Like retired Manitowoc. They got surfing and everything there. It's really good. Fish, white fish, surfing. Sounds like Manitowoc for me. Anyhow, I'll think about it. We're going to play another round of the What Do You Know quiz. That's right, because that's what we do here. Yes, I guess you really indicated some interest as well. Let's see if you qualify for the quiz. She's here with her kids and with the balloons and with the... Oh, yeah, the other balloon is up there. Fell upwards. And let's see. Mom here wants to play the quiz. Let's get you to stand up and say hello. You are. Hi.
Hi, I'm Christy Ayler.
Christy?
Mm-hmm.
And you're from town? Or?
Yes, I live in Madison.
You do? Okay. Mm-hmm. And these are your children?
Yes.
And your husband?
Yes.
This is not someone else's family that you absconded with?
No, I would have picked a different family. I'm just kidding.
You're just kidding. No, we didn't say hello to you, though. How are you?
Good.
Talk to your sister. Is everything she said true?
Yes.
Did you want a toy out of that toy store, too?
Yes.
What were you looking at? What toy did you want? We can get it for free if we mention the name of the store. What? Scooter what?
A scooter thingy.
A scooter thingy? Is that what it's called? It's a scooter thingy. You mean a scooter that you scoot on?
Kind of.
Okay, well, we'll clear that up later, perhaps. Christy.
Yes.
Give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
Because I'm awesome and I'll win.
Is she awesome?
Yes. No, she scraped me this morning.
Oh, okay. Hey, we're divided on the awesome question, but come on down here. You deserve a break from the kids. Right up this way, Christy. Follow me and do as I do. Okay? Or walk this way if you wish. John, here, don't disturb his music. He gets very upset if you grab his music. Have a seat there, Christy, if you would. Okay.
I have kids. It's fine.
Oh, yeah. You know. I'll change it out for you just in case. There you go. All right. I'll drink that later. It's precious. Precious water. Christy.
Yes.
So are you from Madison then?
I am. Yeah. Not born and raised, but yeah. I've lived here for 13 years.
Yeah. And you're 13 years old and have a family already. That's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing, isn't
it? It's an amazing thing. You're awesome. You are awesome. And so you work as well as have kids?
I do work. Yeah. So I am the Madison Regional Coordinator for Make-A-Wish Wisconsin.
No kidding.
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. Wow. So that's got to be like full-time and all
so
that
too?
So it's
full-time
all
the time, but it's an amazing job with
amazing.
A wonderful organization.
Well, that's incredible. So you got full time, and you got the kids, and you're still pretty young. The kids are still young, yeah. And you're pretty young. And what do you do to kick back and relax?
Is there time to kick back and relax?
You don't do anything.
I like to dance, and I like to run.
Oh, you do. Yeah. You do them simultaneously, or run?
Absolutely. I mean, you run a little bit, stop, dance a little bit, run some more.
What sort of dance do you lean towards?
I just like to go out hip-hop dance.
You're a hip-hop dancer.
I like to think I am.
Okay. Can you show me one move?
No, you don't want to see my moves. And I need a few cocktails maybe before I do this.
Cocktails for Christy. Okay. All right. Because I can't really dance hip-hop, I don't think.
You can
but
take
is
some
there action. Some, just what do you do with your arms? Something you can show
I don't
me.
Really
some
know. I don't know.
You just do it when you have a couple drinks.
Yeah,
it just goes automatically.
You do. It just sort of happens.
You don't do like this.
No, that would not be okay.
They don't do this. The reaching out
really.
With the forefinger,
not so much.
Or the thrusting with the arm with the forefinger.
You could do that if you want to.
Okay. I won't do that. Christy, someone that plays along with you, that's how this quiz works.
Okay.
And how does it work beyond that? Sarah.
Well, people who want to play the quiz, pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669, which is also 1-800-WA-NO or 1-800-WHACK-NOW,
okay.
And answer this qualifying question.
Here it is. We want to know the oscillations per second in the new ytterbium atomic clock. They got a new atomic clock out. The old ones weren't any good. Within a quadrillion oscillations, I think. Would be just fine. If you could tell us within a quadrillion oscillations, how many oscillations per second there are in the new atomic clock. So these are the number of beats actually in each second. So we want to know within a quadrillion.
Sounds good to me.
Within a quadrillion. Let's go to Mike. He's out in Radford, Virginia. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, Michael?
I'm good. Yourself?
I'm doing fine.
Excellent. You know, this new clock there, atomic clock, they got a lot of oscillations per second. How many within a quadrillion would you say are in this new clock?
100 quadrillion.
I said within a quadrillion, not, you know, not go crazy.
Oh. I don't quite follow.
Yeah.
Like, you want a number between like 1 and 10?
Like a quadrillion.
Okay, a quadrillion.
A quadrillion is exactly right, Mike. 100 quadrillion. You know how much you pay for a clock like that? That's ridiculous, Mike.
True.
You're lucky I let you through on that one. Yeah, quadrillion per second. That's still pretty good. Keeps pretty good time. Mike, this is Christy.
Hi, Mike.
She's your partner.
Hi, Christy. How are you?
I'm well. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing wonderful.
Yeah, he's doing wonderful. And what are you doing out there in Radford these days, Mike?
Well, I just left the dark side and went back to the classroom. Gave up the principalship. I'm teaching again.
You're teaching again. Oh, you were a principal for a while, huh?
15 years.
Oh, boy. But you got over it. That's very encouraging.
Yes, it is. I'm well now. I'm sleeping much better.
Okay, two of you, Mike and Christy, are a team, and we have various categories. Do we not?
Yes, they are. Current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Okay, Mike, what do you want? What'd you like?
Odds and ends.
Odds and ends, okay. World record holder Usain Bolt, his terminal velocity we're looking at here. When he reaches his terminal velocity, how fast is Usain Bolt going? Is it 19 miles per hour, 23, or 27 miles per hour? Terminal velocity of Usain Bolt. Talk it over.
Christy, what do you think?
I don't know. What were the choices again?
19, 23, or 27 miles per hour?
I'm going to say 27, Mike. What do you think?
I agree with you. He's the fastest man in the world.
Usain Bolt, yes, 27 miles per hour. Holy cow.
That is one right and zero wrong.
Like I was standing still, he passed me.
Mm-hmm.
And what's left there?
Current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school or science.
Christy?
Things you should have learned in school.
Okay.
Uh-oh. I'm in trouble.
Come on, Mike, you're a principal.
Here. Do sharks have A, unlimited, B, a lot, but hardly unlimited, or C, five or six tops sets of teeth?
They have unlimited, Mike. I think I read this in a shark book my kids have.
Wow. Kids
yeah,
come in so handy.
Yeah, I believe they keep regrowing. I agree with you.
Oh, yes. Oh, well, this is too easy. Do you have kids? That's not fair.
Two right and zero wrong.
Okay, what's left there?
Current events, people, places, or science?
Mike?
Current events.
Current events. Okay, right out of the news. Maybe not. When going to an NFL game this fall, you can only bring in what kind of bag? What kind of bag?
Mike, I have no idea.
A lady's handbag?
No, like a bag, like a plastic bag or a clear plastic bag.
How about a clear bag?
Yeah, I agree, Mike.
Clear plastic?
Yeah, let's go with clear plastic.
No, I'm sorry. Yes, that's right, a clear plastic bag. That's all you can bring in. They got a seat. So remember that. Holy cow, they've won.
They have, in fact, won.
Could Woo-hoo. They quit here, or should they, or should they do something else?
They could also.
What else could they do?
They could risk one more question and potentially win the mother load.
The mother load?
Yes.
Well, you know, so they got to get the one question right, or they lose everything.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. Everything's on the line.
What do you think, Mike? Christy, want to go for the gold?
Now, Christy, we've been hot so far.
Jump!
Mike, the crowd is saying to go for the gold.
Commit. Commit.
Okay, I'm with you.
They're going for it. They're committing. See you people? How hard is that? Okay. That's it then. You got to get this right or you lose everything. And it's what's left there?
The categories remaining are people, places, or science.
Okay. Christy, I think it's you. Yeah.
Oh, can I consult Mike?
Yeah, ask Mike. Sure.
Mike, do you have a preference?
Nice guy.
No, you've been lucky so far. I've got my faith in you.
Okay, let's go with people then.
People? Okay.
All right.
All right, people of a certain age would rather be living in which decade, the 50s, the 60s, or the 70s? Most popular decade for, let's say, older people. When asked what your favorite decade is or was, which one you really would like to be living in, or would it be the 50s, yeah. the 60s, or the 70s?
My parents, they might say the 50s, but my okay. generation,
yeah.
you know, people in their 70s and 80s might say the 50s. So yeah. are we talking about that age group?
I think we are. I think we're talking about your parents, not you. I think we're not talking okay. about you. Let me put it that way.
Okay.
So you're saying the 50s? He's saying the 50s.
I'm going to agree with you, Mike.
Eisenhower years? 50s?
Sure.
50s? 50s it is. 50s.
Woo!
They like What can you say? Holy cow!
Christy, satisfy your desire for bacony deliciousness and good oral hygiene at the same time with a tube of brownish-red bacon-flavored toothpaste from ThinkGeek.com.
Oh.
And then put the most important document in American history in your back pocket with the U.S. Constitution. What it says, what it means, a hip pocket guide from Justice Learning. Mark your progress in War and Peace with an Old World Wisconsin Flower Farm bookmark. Find your way with an LED flashlight from Omaha's Henry Dorley Zoo and Aquarium. And pretend it's midnight in Paris, listening to the CD What Do You Know About Chopin with liner notes by Michael Feldman on Nimbus Records. Mike, read all about Michael's turns on the big stage of life. In What Do You Know, test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know by Michael Feldman from Bristol Park Books. Then add to your cache of fall school supplies with a set of colorful study cards on a ring from Mindbinders. Listen to the smooth and refreshing tunes of the CD Bourbon, Spearmint, and Ice by Johnny Berry and the Outliers. And keep the good times going playing What Do You Know the Party Game, along with witty contestants, feisty audience members, and question cards, along with the Beachwear approved Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at NotMuch.com. Congratulations to you both.
Nice job. Thank you so much. Thanks for playing. Best of luck to you and family. Thank you for all you do. Mike, hang on there for a second. Make sure you get all that. Thanks for playing.
Great. Thanks, Kristen. Great job.
The data is in. We will be at the Ford Center at Old Miss on September 28th. For tickets, go to notmuch.com or call 662-915-7411. You can also, of course, always be part of What Do You Know live broadcasts here in Madison at the beautiful Monona Terrace. Ticket and scheduling information is available on our website. That is notmuch.com. Thank you.
Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced at Wisconsin Public Radio for Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, producer international. Adam Friedrich is our producer, with assistance from Chris Myshock, Lyle Anderson, Martin Babcock, and Diana Cook. Our technical director is Tom Blaine, with help from Aubrey Ralph and Brad Cole.
Bye, everybody. Thank you for coming. Thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again before you know it. Goodbye as we fade out.
PRI, Public Radio International.